Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Eric Bolander, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
You're listening to Red Barn Radio, and our guest this evening is Eric Bolander. He's here with a couple of friends, Seth Murphy and Ben Caldwell. Eric, about a year ago, released Postcards to Myself, a solo CD. Did you recruit other players to support you on this, or was this a...
Absolutely, yeah. As, John Ferguson's a good friend of mine, actually my neighbor as well, and he plays in town, Big Fresh, a tent. Josh from Alcatraz played drums for me on that. Steven Stumps, our lead guitar player, he played on a track. Trenton Jenkins from Jenkins Twins played banjo and did backing on one song, did banjo on two songs. Emmy Hittens, our assistant orchestra director at Henry Clay High School, and she came over and played viola and fiddle. You know, I feel like I'm missing somebody. I had a handful of folks come over.
Yeah, a plethora,
Great having friends like that, that not only are willing to volunteer time, but that are absolute great musicians, you know? So it comes out in handy.
Staring down the road I know. Staring down the road I know. Seeing all the lonely faces. Traveling to long places. Driving down this lonely road, seeing people I don't know. Reached out for this herald man. He said, boy, just leave me what you can. Now I wonder if he'll be down and out. And I wonder where he'll go. Comes home, no.
Kind of chose to end the night with a few songs that are also on the album, but in my opinion, the three top songs from that album. This song, Get Carried Away, is about me running away from my wife when she was trying to date me. She won't admit to that. I said I lost that race at a show, and I realized that's probably not the best way of saying it. So she won the race is the way I should say it, right? In turn, I won too. So it's really, truly about running away from something that you know is good for you, and then it catches up to you at the right moment, and then you go on.
Us to the players you brought with you tonight.
Yeah, this is my good buddy Ben Caldwell. He played with me in Modern Day Relic, and before that he was with a band here local, Waiting West. Seth Murphy, who's played with 6,000 I think approximately groups in Lexington, plays Ancient Warfare. They're getting ready to go on a little run in March. Play with who else do you play with? Spencer. Oh yeah, Derek Spencer is actually how I met him. Derek Spencer of the Rooster's Crow, one of my best friends here in town, and I met Seth through him, and I discussed cello with Derek, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm doing some cello with my solo stuff. You should come here, Seth. And then I teased Derek and tell him, I was like, hey, I stole your cello player. And that's not really true.
Seth, so you play cello only? Do you play other instruments as well?
Well, right when I picked up cello, I picked up bass guitar at the same time. So I kind of like learned those instruments together. They're different different sides of them for sure. I was playing classical cello, you know, growing up with Suzuki Method like most kids do.
When you were how old?
I think I was 12 or 13.
When you picked it up first?
Yeah. I was involved in the music program at our school, and I played a horn instrument, but I just really liked the string instruments, and I wanted to pick one of those up, and cello was what I settled on. Small school. I think they had the only orchestra program there in Paducah, so I was lucky to be a part of that and have that opportunity.
The larger public school does not have an orchestra?
They didn't at the time, no. They just had a marching band and a choir. This was the only place that taught strings. They definitely have that now down in Western Kentucky and in Paducah area. The public schools have integrated that, which is great. 10 years ago, 15 years ago when I was there, it was the only place to do it. So that's great. But yeah, I picked up bass guitar at the same time too. The viola player that sat next to me started a band, and he's like, "Hey, I need a bass player." So the same time I was learning classical music, you know, Bach and Beethoven, I was learning garage band stuff, playing punk rock at the same time. So that was really interesting, kind of getting both sides of those. And I think that's something that's kind of continued to interest me, just like being really diverse and broad with the type of musicians that I work with. I like all different styles, for sure.
Wake up, go ahead, pour yourself another cup, all alone. My soul.
Have you abandoned classical music?
No, I still play actively with some chamber ensembles here in Lexington. We do the wedding gig circuit and different things like that. You know, Keeneland's always a good time of year for us.
Favorite composer?
I like the Dvorak stuff pretty good. He wrote some good cello pieces.
What about cellists who are doing what you're doing, which is diversifying and playing with, you know, I guess I think of Punch Brothers type music and Sarah Jarosz. Jarosz, is that, am I pronouncing that right? I'm always amazed at the quality of the playing from those.
Yeah, those are definitely top notch players for sure. Anybody involved in the bluegrass world, you know, in order to cut it, you got to be an A-plus picker. And there are a lot of cellists, you know, that I kind of like figured out that have stuff going on. One of the first ones I found was Rashad Eggleston. He played with Crooked Still, was a great player in that group, and really did some different stuff. Went on to do some solo things as well. I think that's what he's doing actively now. Had I think he had a punk rock band where he played cello called Tornado Rider. I remember hearing some stories about that, him being at the Cosmic Charlie's, the rock and roll club here in Lexington, and had a wireless cello pack and was jumping up and down on the bar, you know, different things like that. So that's something you don't always think about with cello.
It seems like cello has really come into its own as a really cool part of sort of newgrass and bluegrass ensembles in recent years.
I appreciate all the different kind of sounds you can get out of it. You know, some of the stuff that I play with Eric tonight, there's not a bass player and there's not a lead player, so I get to cover kind of like both of those roles, you know, in the plucking stuff and then in the bowed stuff. It's more like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Back up in the woods, all by myself, I felt free, felt alive, felt something else. The coyote screams, I hear the wind all too well. Still can't bring about the end to this lonesome hell. Had a chance to fall, head over heels, and love is a chance to fall apart. Said a chance to fall, head over heels, and love is a chance to fall at all. Fall at all. Trying to survive the institution's grip. I guess I'll be fine when the maker's mark is set. Calculating my loss from a battered old map. The faded words haven't done me in just yet. Had a chance to fall, head over heels, and love is a chance to fall apart. Said a chance to fall, head over heels, and love is a chance to fall at all. Fall apart. Set a chance to fall.
Before Eric and Seth and Ben wrap up the show this evening, we'd like to take a moment to thank our volunteers for their help with our Red Barn Radio production this evening, and thank all of you who support our webcast and those of you listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Next week, Red Barn Radio presents more great live music with Wicked Peace. Wicked Peace draws from a range of influences as seemingly disparate as the band members themselves to create a singular sound that hints at their Appalachian roots without being beholden to them. Again, that's next week, Wicked Peace, here on the Red Barn stage. Come join us. Once again, though, Eric Bolander.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Eric, Seth, and Ben for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. The Paducah Visitors Bureau, Paducah, Kentucky, a UNESCO creative city of crafts and folk art, connects you to your creativity. Visit online at paducah.travel. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.